Hello, brethren. Once again, it's Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. Today, I would like to highlight on the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of James, chapter number 3, verse 8. The book of James, chapter number 3, verses 8. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. James chapter 3, verse number 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Hallelujah. The power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. I would like to ask a question. Have you ever considered what you normally use your tongue to do? Did you see the resultant effect? Have you ever considered what you normally use your tongue to do? Did you see the resultant effect? It's a question. Have you also considered why the tongue is in our mouth, in front, and not at the back of our head? Have you also considered why the tongue is in our mouth, in front, and not at the back of our head? If I today, I'd like to consider the power of the tongue, the life of the Christian, the power of the tongue. Now, the Greek tongue is known as glossa. Tongue is known as glossa, which by implication, a language not naturally acquired. So, glossa means tongue, which by implication, a language not naturally acquired. So, glossa simply means tongue in the Greek. Now, in the Bible, we just read something in James chapter 3, verse number 8. James chapter 3, verse number 8. That's a foundation text. But the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Now let's see how the Bible teaches how to use the tongue. In verse 9 of James chapter 3, verse 9. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. So we use the tongue to bless the Father. And then we use the same tongue in cursing. So I'll put it this way. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. So the Father blesses of the tongue, and we as human curse of the tongue. So the tongue is used in two ways in the context of James chapter 3. It's used for blessing and also used for cursing. The tongue is also described in the same chapter, James chapter 3, verse number 6, as fire and word of iniquity. James chapter 3, verse number 6. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that is defiled the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So the tongue is described in James chapter 3 as fire and also word of iniquity. Hallelujah. Now let's see some scripture examples of the power of the tongue. In creation, in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. Let's turn the Bible to the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse number 3. There's some of the power of the tongue in the Bible. Genesis chapter 1 verse number 3. King James read this way. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. So in creation, we saw the power of the tongue. God called all things to existence with the power of the tongue. Let's consider another example of the power of the tongue. This time, the book of Matthew chapter 26 verse 20. Matthew chapter 26 verse 20. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Matthew 26 verse numbers 20. From the King James. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. Sorry, Matthew 26 verse numbers 70. Matthew 26 verse number 70. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. This was Peter, who denied Christ three consecutive times. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. This is the power of the tongue. Genesis chapter 1 verse number 3. God used the power of the tongue in creation. Matthew chapter 26 verse number 70. Peter denied Christ three consecutive times with the power of the tongue. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. The power of the tongue. So Peter denied Christ three times with his tongue. Human, we say things with our tongue, which bring curse to us. Our tongue calls things to existence. There are people who always say, if I get wealthy today and die the following day, I will be satisfied. The power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. If I get rich today and die tomorrow, I'll be satisfied. You are calling things to existence. There's a power in the tongue. Hallelujah. In James chapter 3, verse numbers 8. In James chapter 3, verse numbers 8. Lesson of Bible, so Jesus 3, verse number 8. Our foundation text. James 3, verses number 8. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. James 3, verse number 8. When you are from Acts, Romans 1 and 2, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus Philemon, Hebrews, and James. Chapter 3, verse number 8. But a tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. You see, the Bible tells us that we can't tame the tongue. The tongue is in our mouth, fine, but it cannot be tamed, according to James. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. So the verse 8 spelled out the tongue. Man cannot control or tame it. Animals can easily be tamed by a man. A vessel or a ship can easily be controlled by a man, but not in the case of the tongue. The tongue cannot be controlled or tamed. Peter denied Christ three consecutive times. But after Christ resurrected, or after the resurrection of Christ, Christ renounced or turned back the denial of Peter. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 21, verses numbers 15 to 17. John 21. John 21. The Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 21, verse numbers 15 to 17. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs." Verse 16. He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Verse 17 of John 21. He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Hallelujah. Peter denied Jesus Christ three consecutive times before the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. When Christ was resurrected, he came back and turned or denounced the denial of Peter three consecutive times. And this was the turning point of Peter, the power of the tongue. The tongue is powerful that man cannot control or tame. Christ has to come back and renounce or denounce Peter's tongue. Denial of him three consecutive times. Hallelujah. The tongue, glossa, is a very small member of our human part or body. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. As the Bible tells us, rust as if it melted from metal, venom as if it melted from the serpent. Let's watch what we see, especially when anointed. We create curses for ourselves with the utterances of our mouth. Let us watch whatever we see, especially when we are anointed, because we create curses for ourselves. Peter has to denounce his denial three times. And Jesus did that for Peter. We must be very careful of what we say. Let's go back to our foundation text. As a way of conclusion today, Jesus 3, verse numbers 8. "But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." May God help us and bless us. And help us to watch our utterance so that we don't bring curses to ourselves. And this is Pastor Edu coming away this morning. Amen.